Today in Knoxville, it's the third Saturday in October, Tennessee against Alabama. Let's take a look at our first Alabama Power scoreboard of the day. The latest scores from the SEC and around the nation. Alabama football presented by Alabama Power. Power for a better Alabama. And taking a look at that scoreboard all throughout today back at our Learfield studios, Brian Houseworth joins us now. Roll Tide, Brian. How's everything going back at the studios as we're just getting going on this very busy Saturday?
Roger, I'm doing great. Roll Tide to you, and we're going to have a lot of fun today. There's no question about that, and it's going to be a great game. I think the first thing that sticks out to me about a game like today and what's happening in football is I have to think back to 1989. Really at that game at Legion Field in Birmingham to get a game this big that we're going to see today. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun. We got some big games going on as well around the country. And boy, that's some really noise behind you there, Roger.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to get the noise going from the opening jump here today in Knoxville. That's actually former Tennessee quarterback Sterling Hinton, who is the DJ for Neyland Stadium. He is getting his warm-ups done as we start our coverage. But, Brian, there is SEC football already underway. What can you tell us about the Auburn Tigers and the Ole Miss Rebels?
Yeah, when I heard that guy, I thought that was my new theme song for school board updates. But obviously not. Tom Stipe has a different song. But, yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun today, no doubt about it. There is one game that is going on right now, Roger, in the SEC. The rest of the games are going to be a little bit later today. But right now I can tell you that in the first quarter in Oxford, Ole Miss is leading Auburn by a score of 7-0. There's about 7 minutes to play in the first quarter. Dart has a touchdown throw. He's 1 of 2, 35 yards and a touchdown. Now, Auburn, if you look at this series goes back, by the way, to 1927. The Tigers all-time in Oxford are 13-2. But, boy, the Rebels look strong. They continue to get better. Not a lot of weaknesses there. They're 6-0, as I mentioned, 2-0, and they lead the SEC in third down conversion. So they're very talented. Auburn is going to have their work cut out for them today. And that is the only game that is going on right now in the SEC. Now, there are other games going on a little bit later today. Vanderbilt taking on number one Georgia. That is in the 2:30 slot. That one will be on the SEC Network between the hedges. It's homecoming in Athens. Kirby Smart's Dogs are 6-0. And by the way, the Commodores have been their homecoming opponent 24 times. So they have been in that position before. Georgia, as you can imagine, been very successful against them. But they played well. The Dogs, 6 rushing touchdowns, Roger, last week, which really stuck out to me in that game against Auburn, the Deep South's oldest rivalry. So 6 of them. They're really kind of changing because they've been known, Georgia, to throw the ball. But I noticed that against the Missouri game, in the Missouri game as well, they've been going a lot to the ground. So very impressive there. Of course, they're only giving up 10.7 points a game and running behind Van Pran and McClendon and Ratledge. A lot of talent on that offensive line. So that'll be today at 2:30. And then our other games tonight, we've got obviously Alabama-Tennessee that you're going to have. Should be just phenomenal. But other games, we've got LSU in Florida. And this is interesting because both teams have been disappointing at times, and other times they've looked great. They're both 4-2. LSU, though, Roger, coming off a very tough loss to Tennessee. And I think I said last week on the air, from the very opening kickoff, they struggled. They fumbled the opening kickoff, and they literally could not recover from that. So they won the game in 2020. LSU did 37-34. Cade York had a 57-yard field goal in that game. So they've been impressive overall, but yet disappointing at times. And the SEC have the lead. LSU does in turnovers per game. So that is a game that we are going to be watching today. We've got Arkansas and BYU. That will be at 2:30 today on ESPN. Lavelle Edwards is going to be the location for that game. And then our evening game tonight, top 25 matchup, number 16 Mississippi State and number 22 Kentucky. That will be at Kroger Field in Lexington. And this is, again, I think, an interesting game because we'll see State next week. We'll see how they do in a tough environment at Kentucky. But Rodgers, the numbers he's putting up are amazing. He has 22 touchdown throws. He's thrown for over 2,100 yards. And yet Kentucky, oh, they've had some disappointments. They're still ranked. They're 4-2. They're number 22 in the land, and they're at home tonight. So that'll be an interesting game going on. So those are the games that we have going on, obviously, in the SEC. And we'll be watching all of them very closely.
Certainly will, Brian. And one more other matchup I wanted to touch on before we say goodbye in this segment. Penn State against Michigan. We have a top 10 matchup here in Knoxville, but that's also a top 10 matchup in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, it really is. That's a great matchup. And there was a lot of discussion. Would that game be the site of the game day location where Herb Street and all the guys, Desmond Howard and Corso and, of course, Reese Davis, where were they going to go? And they took some criticism. I think they made the right decision, by the way, to go to Knoxville. I can't imagine a better matchup. That said, this is a phenomenal matchup you just discussed. Number 5 Michigan, number 10 Penn State. And it's a first time both of these teams, Roger, are undefeated. They're both, by the way, undefeated not only in conference but overall. And the first time they've been undefeated in this matchup since 1997. So it really speaks volumes. Tough matchup, I can tell you. I've been watching it. Physical football. The Wolverines have a 6-0 lead right now. And right now, Penn State has the football at the 28-yard line. So that is very late in the first quarter. There's about a minute to play in the quarter. It's the national game on Fox. It was the big noon kickoff. Gus Johnson is on that call. I expect him. He hasn't really done a lot of yelling yet because it's been pretty tight. But he's had a great call already. The noise when those two teams ran out of the tunnel, wow, it was just amazing. So this is a huge matchup. And, I think it highlights, too, the strength of the Big Ten East because Ohio State is undefeated as well. Whoever loses that game is not going to be out of the race for the Big Ten, but it will certainly hurt them. But, gosh, that's a great matchup.
Certainly is. So you're going to keep an eye on that for us as we continue with our coverage from Knoxville. Brian, just thank you so much for your hard work. Looking forward to a great day. Roll Tide.
Absolutely. Roll Tide, Roger. Keep up the good work. Enjoy your day, my friend.
Absolutely. That's Brian Houseworth back in our studios. He'll be keeping an eye on the Alabama Power scoreboard all throughout today's coverage.